Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, Brother Earnshaw will be introducing a spiritual course for Freemasons. Over to you, Brother Earnshaw.
Thank you very much. Many years ago, I used to teach a 10-week course on spiritual development. And over the next 6 months or so, I will introduce those lessons here, as well as publishing them in a book at a later date. I doubt that a well-established lodge will want to suddenly change to being a spiritual lodge, for want of a better word. So I have broken the course down into three categories. First, what an individual Mason can do, the exercises and things like that. Secondly, what a small group of, say, 3 to 5 brethren can do. And I call this small group a cabin because it's smaller than a lodge. And finally, what a lodge, if a lodge wanted to go in that direction, the steps it could do. I chose the word cabin, like cabin class on an aeroplane, but also because it's an adjective they use for such as political cabinet or a cabinet meeting, and it suggests a private, confidential, or even secret meeting, which is only open to the participants, and that's how it should be. So concerning the lodge, I think if you wanted to have a spiritual lodge, or a lodge based on spiritual growth, rather than trying to change an existing lodge, it may be better to establish a new lodge completely. A good example is the Lodge of Living Stones in Leeds, Yorkshire. It's north of England, where I hail from, just south of Leeds. It was set up in 1927 by Walter Wilmshurst, who was a modern Christian mystic. In recent days, I understand that the Grand Lodge of England, UGLE, seems to frown upon spiritual Freemasonry. I'm not quite sure why that would be, but that's the word I am getting. Anyway, to start with, I will recommend 10 useful things that can be done to start with. And this will set the stage for either the individual or the cabin or the lodge. Then a later date, I will introduce about a dozen or more spiritual practices that can be done individually or as a group. And these will help with the brethren's individual growth also as a group. Each of these lessons has been designed to support the others. And so this is what I used to teach. So the idea is a kind of, it's kind of the volume grows, put it like you start off at the thin end and it gets more and more experiences happening. And at the end of the 10-week course, I think everyone will start to be experiencing what the spiritual means to them. So it's kind of built on a practice of growth. You will need to start at the beginning and add techniques. So you can't just jump in at the end and expect to have more dramatic experiences. So you have to go from 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 and in order. Also, I won't teach you anything that I have not experienced or something that I cannot do myself. So this is all based on experience. Of course, it goes without saying, I will not be promoting any religious agenda. However, I may refer to religious concepts to explain their spiritual teachings. And I hope with these assurances, I hope you are willing to continue, as the ritual says. So let's start what we want to do day one. This is not day one. This is just the introduction, the outline. So first of all, get a notebook. rather than just a lined notebook from what we would call school notebooks, I suggest getting a slightly nicer book, something that you will take care of, and it should be lined. It doesn't have to have a lock on it. It's not that sort of book. We're not making a grimoire, not yet. We might do later. So in the notebook, you will probably want to write two lines, dividing the page into three columns. The left one should be about an inch wide. Here you'll put the date and the type of experience you've had. So, you know, the kind of things you might put in there are meditation, dream work, scrying, divination, something like just a word, yes? And then on the other side of the page, you want to leave about 2 inches and draw the line. So most of the books are about 7 inches wide. So you've taken 1 inch off the left, 2 off the right. You should leave 4 inches in the middle to write. The right-hand column is where, when you review the text at a later date, you can leave comments. Because as you go through this course, you will grow. You will grow in ways that you are probably not expecting it. And so when you review your data, which is very important, to go back every month and see what's happened and what is happening and all the keywords, you want to leave some notes, and that's where you leave the note. And so after the experience, you draw a line across the page, and then there's space for a new one. So the important thing is you start with the date, day one, which will be probably in a week or 10 days' time. I hope these podcasts will all be sequential. So the next 24, 26 will all be one after the other. So when you fill the notebook, and of course you probably use more than one, so prepare to buy two or more, make sure you got the date when you start on the front. So when you look back on it, you can see how much you've grown over the time. So before we start, and while you're sourcing your notebook and your magic green pen or whatever you want, doesn't matter. It's all important to use. The important thing is what you feel about it. If you want to Monday use green and Thursday use red and orange, whatever, it's up to you. But just black is fine. And also pencil. I always write in pencil because I rub things out. I make spelling mistakes anyway. So there's two things I want you to think about before we get started in the first exercise, and this is the introduction exercise. First is, what is your objective for wanting more spiritual growth? What is your objective? And the second is, what is your intention for this growth? So the first one is the what, and the second one is the why. What do you want, and why do you want it? Please think about these, write them down on a napkin, the back of a cigarette box, or whatever it is, and then when we start our first course, I'd like you to write that on the first page at the top, put the date in, and we're ready to go. So see you in a week's time.
Excellent. Good work.
So any questions, brother Evans?
It's kind of a book of shadows. You're starting a book of shadows for what? Popular vernacular.
Yeah. Wands, we'll talk about wands. This is not a Harry Potter course, but actually wands do. I have a wand I made here out of a piece of copper. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. I haven't been able to work it out, but it's about, I would say, 15 inches long, and it's wrapped around a piece of wood, which is the handle, the copper is. And the other end, I just rolled it into a ball so it doesn't stick some kid in the eye. And when you hold it, it starts making circles just by itself. And then the circle will go into a cross shape. It'll first of all go from circle, then it'll go from bottom left to top right. It'll move a circle, it'll go to bottom right to top left, and it'll go back to a circle. And it just keeps repeating this. I thought, well, what is happening? And I wasn't doing magic words, no abracadabra. I was just holding it, and it started moving and making these patterns, and they got smaller and smaller. And it took about 10 minutes, and it was still visible, really, really small, making a cross and a circle. And I thought, whoa, is this the Celtic cross, perhaps? Who knows? Anyway, these are the sort of things we're going to experience.
Great. Great. So if you'd like any further information, please email on the link below.
Exactly.
And we now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.